That's right. So jump on the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leap through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 9th of June. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 68 AD, Roman Emperor Nero committed suicide by imploring his secretary to slit his throat to evade a death by flogging that had been imposed on him by the Roman Senate. Nero had actually spent some time trying to psych himself up for the attempt by pacing the halls, repeating the phrase, "What an artist dies in me." But when that didn't do it, he begged one of his companions to set an example by first killing himself in front of Nero. Now, finally, when that didn't work and he heard horsemen approaching to take him away, Nero got his secretary to do the deed. In 1667, as part of the Second Anglo-Dutch War, the raid on the Medway began by the Dutch fleet on June 9th. It lasted for 5 days and resulted in the worst ever defeat of the Royal Navy. 28 Indigenous Australians, mostly women, children and old men, were killed at the Mile Creek Massacre by 11 marauding colonists on June 9th in 1838. After two trials, seven of the 11 colonists involved with the killings were found guilty of murder and hanged. Now, this was the only massacre of its kind in colonial Australian history, after which some white people were actually brought to justice and subsequently executed. The only one of many massacres. Chew on that one for a minute. In 1930, on June 9th, a Chicago Tribune reporter, Jake Lingle, was killed during rush hour at the Illinois Central train station by the Leo Vincent brothers, allegedly over a $100,000 debt owed to Al Capone. In lighter news, Donald Duck made his debut in the Silly Symphonies cartoon The Wise Little Hen, June 9th in 1934. 1954, Joseph Welch, the special counsel for the United States Army, lashed out at Senator Joseph McCarthy during hearings on whether communism had infiltrated the U.S. Army, giving McCarthy the famous rebuke, "You've done enough. Have you no sense of decency, sir? At long last, have you left no sense of decency?" The USS George Washington was launched on June 9th in 1959. It was the first nuclear-powered ballistic missile submarine. 1979, six children and one adult died in a fire on the ghost train ride at Sydney's Luna Park on June 9th. The cause of the fire was never concretely established, although it forced the closure of the park until it reopened 3 years later in 1982. And finally, in 2011, the world's first artificial organ transplant was performed on June 9th. It was the replacement of a windpipe with an artificial windpipe coated with stem cells. Got some very famous birthdays for you as well. Novelist Patricia Cornwell is turning 61. American film and TV writer and producer Aaron Sorkin is 56. Marty McFly, Michael J. Fox, is 56 as well. Johnny Depp is 54. And the very lovely Natalie Portman is 36. Got some very famous musos for you as well. Mr. Excitement, Jackie Wilson, was born on this day in 1934. Wes Scantlin of Puddle of Mud is turning 45. Matthew Bellamy of Muse is 39. But, this one going out to a very famous artist this morning. Would you believe guitarist Les Paul, pioneer of the solid body electric guitar, which made the sound of rock and roll possible? He was born on this day in 1915. The Gibson Les Paul, one of the world's most popular electric guitars, was inspired by Les Paul's log, a guitar he invented himself out of a 4x4 piece of lumber. Now, we've been hearing a little bit of a medley of some of his greatest hits this morning. Taking us out, this is Les Paul and Mary Ford with "I'm Sittin' on Top of the World." The 2SER 107.3. Just rolling along, rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world. Just say.
just phoned the parson, Sonny Perkett, ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm ready to fall. I'm sitting on the tower.